What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for listening. If you happen to be listening on Apple, please leave a rating, write a review, click that subscribe button. I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps recommend the podcast to others who might like podcasts like this. So I delayed this episode slightly because I've been pretty hype about this. The Many Saints of Newark was just released. For those who don't know or who have been living under a rock, that is the long-awaited prequel movie to the super popular TV series The Sopranos that was on HBO. I'm sure everyone under the sun has heard of The Sopranos, and The Many Saints of Newark has been in development for a few years, and was definitely hyped because the late, great James Gandolfini's real-life son, Michael, plays a young Tony Soprano in The Many Saints of Newark movie. And I think I was doing a lot of reading up on this film before watching it on HBO Max. I chose to watch it on HBO Max and not in the theater. Hate on me all you want to, but hey, if I can watch a movie in the comfort of my own home, I'm going to do it. So I did a lot of reading up on this before watching it, and a common misconception about this movie is that it is a Tony Soprano origin story. It is not a Tony Soprano origin story. Let me get that right out of the way. David Chase said that himself in several interviews. Those who don't know David Chase, he created The Sopranos, and he also wrote the movie, The Many Saints of Newark, which I'm talking about. But there is bits of Tony's beginnings and origin story in the film, but the movie focuses on Dickie Moltisanti, which is Christopher Moltisanti's dad. He's mentioned several times in the series, but David Chase said, you know, like this movie is the story of Dickie Moltisanti. And he ends up being kind of like a father figure and a mentor to Tony. So, I mean, you see a bit of Tony's origin, but you know, the film does not depict him, you know, joining the crime family. He does some things in the movie. I'm not going to give it away, but it's nothing major. But I really loved the story of Dickie Moltisanti. And, of course, you know, characters from the show that are in the movie, you know, you have a young Pauly Walnuts, a young Silvio Dante, young Big Pussy, you know, younger Uncle Junior, and you see Johnny Boy Soprano, Tony's dad, and his mom, Lydia, who's played by Vera Farmiga. You may know her from the Conjuring movies. She's great as Tony's mom, Lydia. So you see these characters from the show, just younger versions of themselves, and at times, aside from, I would say, John Bernthal's performance as Tony's dad, Johnny Boy, and Vera Farmiga as Tony's mom, Lydia, I'd say aside from those two performances, the other performances, you know, of Silvio, Pauly, and Big Pussy, they kind of feel like more like impressions than actual performances, but they're still good, don't get me wrong, but they're just kind of in the background. The movie centers around Dickie Moltisanti, who's played by Alessandro Nivola. He's been in quite a bit. I wouldn't say he's a real huge star. This movie might make him bigger than he is, but great actor. The story, I think David Chase wrote, like, the story's good. The plot's good. It's exactly 2 hours long. I personally wish the movie was a little longer. I'm not talking like 3 hours, but maybe 2 hours 20, 2 hours 30, just to flesh out the story just a little more. I feel the ending was kind of, see, I'm not some professional movie critic. I felt it was slightly rushed. The movie was not bad. I thought it was a good movie. Was it great? No. Was it bad? No. It was a good movie all around. If you like gangster movies, I definitely recommend it. But it had a good subplot with Leslie Odom Jr., who plays an African-American character who kind of worked with Dickie Moltisanti. And the film, the backdrop of the film, the first part of the film is the Newark riots in like the late 60s. And the movie takes place during the late 60s and early 70s. And the storylines are all are all really, what's the word I want to say? The storylines are all just, they're smooth. They make sense. Nothing, the only thing that really feels rushed about the movie is the end. And you'll know what I mean when you watch it. It's really cool, and I don't think this is a spoiler, but it's awesome that the at the end of the movie, they start bumping the theme song for the Sopranos TV series, Woke Up This Morning by Alabama 5. That's an awesome song, and that song plays at the very end of the movie. But it has the movie has a Sopranos feel while also standing on its own two feet. And honestly, I don't feel you have to have seen the show to understand the movie. Because like I said, I feel the movie stands on its own two feet. And I think the director, Alan Taylor, did a great job. He also directed several episodes of the TV series. So the movie has a Sopranos feel, but it is its own entity altogether. And overall, everybody in the movie did a great job. It was over with it. I was like, man, I was watching it. I was like, oh, getting to a climax here. And then I looked, and I was like, damn, there's only 20 minutes left in the movie. Like, it's only 2 hours long. I wish, like I said, I wish it were a little longer. And I don't want to go into the movie too much for spoilers for those who haven't seen it. But there's a pretty big kind of revelation in the movie that kind of gives you more information about an event that occurs in the Sopranos TV series. And I was kind of like, whoa, so that's what happened. So, I mean, I'm not going to give anything away, and I'm sure there are spoilers on the internet, but, you know, the movie isn't even overly graphic. It's a solid gangster movie, a crime drama. There is violence. There's some brief nudity and some cursing, but it's not, like, over the top. And I felt that everything in the it has the spirit of The Sopranos. That's mainly because the creator wrote the movie, and, you know, the director directed several episodes of the series, too. So, all in all, I mean, if you love movies like that, I definitely recommend The Many Saints of Newark. I chose to watch it on HBO Max because that's just me. And I wanted to try my hand at actually reviewing a movie. Also on the topic of entertainment, as I'm recording this, it is Friday, October 1st, and Seinfeld has officially debuted on Netflix, all 180 episodes. So my girlfriend and I are going to be starting that tonight. We're ordering pizza. We're making it a big deal out of it. And I also wanted to get some input, and I thought about doing this. And there's also several rewatch podcasts for several TV series, and I know there's a few Seinfeld podcasts, but I'm a huge fan of Seinfeld, and what I want to do is, when we start watching Seinfeld from the beginning on Netflix this evening, I'm going to take little notes on each episode, and I'm going to basically do my own recap, and those recaps are going to be part of this podcast under the Larry Mullins Podcast umbrella, but they're going to be called, for example, The Seinfeld Rewatch. And then I'll label season one, episode one, pilot, yada, 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 etc. And I want to just take some notes, my favorite parts of the episode, what I thought about the episode, you know, 5 to 10 minutes tops. So those episodes will be released, and I might weave those into my regular Friday episodes. They might just be on their own. I'll release them as like bonus content, but I really want to do that because I love talking about Seinfeld. And even though this podcast isn't specifically a Seinfeld podcast, I wanted to, you know, devote some of this podcast recording time to my favorite sitcom of all time. And since my girlfriend and I are going to rewatch it again from the beginning, starting tonight, take notes. I'm going to recap all the episodes. I don't know how many podcast episodes I'm going to do per week, but it's going to be part of the Larry Mullins Podcast. They're just going to be kind of labeled as bonus ones, called the Seinfeld Rewatch on Netflix or whatever, but you'll know if you follow this podcast, you'll know when it comes out. But I feel Seinfeld's just so epic. My girlfriend and I love it so much. I have to devote specific podcast episodes to rewatching Seinfeld. It needs to be done. I'm also so happy that my girlfriend is such a huge Seinfeld fan. It was like love at first sight. But, you know, and the thing is, we've already rewatched it once together when it was on Hulu, but the problem is, like, I can quote some of the bigger lines in the series, but I, you know, I have to rewatch it several times. You know, there's moments that I remember when the episode's airing, then there's certain parts I'm like, oh, I forgot about that, you know, so I'm looking forward to starting fresh again on Netflix, except this time I'm going to take notes, as I said, as I continuously repeat myself and beat it in the head with the hammer. The last time I'll mention this on this episode, I'm going to do some Seinfeld recaps. The girlfriend and I are going to watch all 180 episodes of Seinfeld on Netflix from the beginning. And after each episode, I'm going to take notes, write down my thoughts and opinions on the episode, and I'm going to record them for this podcast, and they'll be part of the Larry Mons podcast, but there'll be their own, they'll be their own thing at the same time. So on those specific episodes, I will only talk about Seinfeld, to avoid confusion. Are you confused yet? Oh my God. It's going to be fun. This is going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I love watching Seinfeld, and even more so, I love watching Seinfeld with my amazing girlfriend because she's just as into it as I am, if not more. So, yes, thank you so very much for listening, and look out for my new regular episode next Friday, and when my Seinfeld rewatch episodes drop, they'll just drop. Don't know what the music's going to be for it, but I want it to be its different thing on my podcast, if that makes sense. Again, sorry for the confusion. Thank you so very much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at Mr. Larry Mullins. Catch you next week. Bye-bye now. Have you ever been recording and you forgot to totally mention something? Well, I just did that. If you're still listening, thank you. See, this is the... When I started this podcast, I'm like, I'm going to do this as if I'm live on the radio. Zero edits, people. So I forgot to mention, this is very important. I started participating in something called Inktober. My girlfriend inspired me to do it, and she, you know, I was going to do it with her last year, before we were together, when we were just in the friend stage, but it's where you basically, there's prompts, and you do a different prompt, and you draw a prompt with ink every day for the month of October, and it's really awesome. I did my first prompt today. It's a crystal. My drawing ended up looking more so like the Fortress of Solitude in Superman. But this episode may sound totally unprofessional, but hey, the joys of no editing. Remember, peeps, I'm doing this pod as if I'm live on air. So now I'm going to foolishly cue the outro music again. I'm laughing at myself, but it's all good. Life is good. Thanks for listening, everybody. Catch you next week.